You see this, what's written online now about people, and it is absolutely horrendous what has been accepted. And I think when children see adults writing this and they might hear it being spoken about and they can read it themselves, how can we as adults say that children shouldn't be bullying online when they're seeing adults bullying adults online every day, 24/7 around the clock? And I think we have, as a society, we need to really look at this very carefully, because, you know, it's a race to the bottom at the moment, and I don't know what's going to happen, or, you know, how many young people are going to suffer from you know, mental illness and issues with mental health and worse because of this. So I think it's time for us to really to call a stop and to start looking at this as a society and to start improving it, because everybody will benefit from this.
Is it fair to say, though, that it's a bit of a minefield, given the fact, as you touched on, adults are behaving like this online and are being a bad influence then on younger people? So where do you actually even start with it?
Well, I think the fact, again, that legislation is that, and, you know, we're not talking about controlling people's speech here, but there's a huge difference between giving your opinion online and being, like, you know, abusive and harassing and insulting somebody personally. Like, there is a difference, and I think people, you know, they might get, I don't know, do they get mixed up and say, well, you know, I'm entitled to my free speech. You're entitled to your free speech as long as it's respectful and it's not damaging and it's not harassment and it's not bullying. And none of us want our children to have to go through that. So I think, again, it's the legislation. I think that everybody should just think and hold back and stop before they type the first thing. Or if you're angry, you know, about something, that's fine. Everybody has a right to be angry. And, you know, but, you know, I think venting your feelings online and attacking people personally, it's not of benefit to anybody. And as I said, like, how can we be good role models for children when adults are bullying online and it's blatant? People aren't even hiding their faces or their names anymore.